Kazakhstan signs decree to build a regulated crypto market. Kazakhstan President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev signed a decree on July 9, 2026 to build a regulated crypto market, according to an announcement circulated by CoinMarketCap. The order sets out rules for stablecoin payments, tax breaks for the sector, and new energy options for miners, three levers aimed at moving a large informal market into a licensed one. The timing lands as global crypto trades soft. Bitcoin sat at about $62,025, down 1.3% on the day, and Ethereum near $1,737, down 0.8% as of July 9, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index at 26 in fear territory. A national framework decision is the kind of structural news that gets set regardless of where prices are on a given morning. A gray market pulled onshore, Kazakhstan has been one of the world's larger Bitcoin mining hubs since the 2021 exodus of miners from China. But much of the domestic trading and off-ramp activity has run outside a clear legal perimeter. A presidential decree matters here because it signals the government wants that flow taxed and licensed rather than pushed to informal channels or foreign platforms. The stablecoin payment rules are the piece most relevant to anyone who spends crypto. Clear rules on how a stablecoin like USDC or USDT can be used for payments give banks, fintechs, and card issuers the legal footing to build local rails. That is often the precondition for a market getting compliant crypto cards at all, since issuers need to know a settlement asset is permitted before they touch it. Cheap power is the pitch. The energy angle is specific to Kazakhstan's position. The country has abundant coal and growing renewable capacity, and mining has long been a way to monetize surplus generation. But miners and the grid have clashed before, with authorities cutting power to unlicensed operations during shortages. New energy options, paired with a licensing regime, read as an attempt to formalize which miners get power and on what terms, then tax the result. Tax breaks round out the package. Lower or clearer rates are a standard tool for a jurisdiction trying to attract exchanges, custodians, and mining capital that might otherwise route to the United Arab Emirates or elsewhere. The details of who qualifies and for how long will decide whether the incentives actually pull business in. Part of a wider regulatory race, the decree fits a pattern of states writing crypto into national law rather than leaving it in a legal gray zone. Europe's MiCA regime is now fully live, with exchanges like OKX declaring full authorization as the grace period closed. Russia, Kazakhstan's neighbor, advanced its own crypto bill to a second reading in parliament. Each of these moves is a bid to set the terms before capital and users settle somewhere else. For Kazakhstan specifically, the stablecoin and tax provisions could make the country a more serious node in Central Asian crypto payments if the follow-through matches the announcement. A decree sets direction. The licensing rules, tax thresholds, and energy allocations that agencies write next are what determine whether local users get regulated on and off ramps or just a new layer of paperwork. The near-term test is implementation speed. Decrees often precede months of ministry rulemaking before a single license is issued. Watch for the first named regulator, the first stablecoin payment license, and the published tax rate. Until those land, this is a statement of intent from the top, backed by cheap power and a large existing mining base.